Where's it going? Anyway, welcome back to the Unignorant Podcast. I am Chris Williams, and I'm joined with my beautiful wife, Akilah Williams. And we're talking today about From Stardom to Salvation, celebrities coming to Jesus. We've seen in the media there are a few people who have proclaimed the name of Jesus and are proud to do so. You know, we've had recently Kat Von D. Let me say her name correctly. Kat Von D. She's a reality TV personality person. What do you call them? Reality
TV personality.
Yeah, TV.
And she's a tattoo artist.
Tattoo artist, right. So the whole show was LA Inc. And that premiered back in 2007. She's come forward. You know, she has a very gothic look. If you look at her Instagram, you go, okay. There's a lot of demons on this page. But she is now born again, right? Claiming Christ. Come on, let's be honest. You're looking at me like, why would you say that? You look at certain Instagram pages, you're like, okay, this is kind of dark.
Okay.
Why she got blood.
She was into the cult.
Yeah, she was into some type of stuff, right? So I'm just saying before. So she's come forward. And then we have Daddy Yankee.
Yes.
Gasolina, the king of reggaeton, has proclaimed Christ. Last week, at his farewell tour, he announced that he's retiring from doing reggaeton and will be dedicating his life to his religious faith. But he said in front of thousands at his concert, and he said it in Spanish, right? Because it was in Puerto Rico, which would make sense to speak to the people, right? He said, "Tonight I recognize I am not ashamed to tell the whole world that Jesus lives in me and that I will live for him. For many years, I've tried filling a hole in my life that no one could fill. I tried finding a purpose on many occasions. It seems as if I was happy, but something was missing for me to feel complete." He continued to say, "I took note of something the Bible says. What good will it be for a man to gain the whole world, yet forfeit his soul?" Said this in a crowd with thousands of people. Like proclaiming Christ. That's someone who, I don't care who I am right
now. Yeah, yeah.
I don't care if they're going to cancel me. Man, Jesus is all that matters at this moment. And I think that's wonderful, man. That's powerful.
Yeah.
You have others. Hulk Hogan, just in August of this year, he was on the Joe Rogan podcast, boldly spoke about his Christian faith and wearing a John 3:16 shirt. Like, this is Hulk. I grew up watching Hulk Hogan. Like, what do you know, all my Hulkamaniacs out there, brother? You know, Hulk Hogan preaching Christ now. Yeah. Like, that's kind of, come on, man, you need Jesus, brother. You know, so he's one. We've had others in the past, from Justin Bieber. He's on stage one time and he said, "Jesus has changed my life in so many ways, so many different ways." I don't want to misquote him. He said, "Jesus has changed my life in so many different ways. For me, it's changed everything." Like, this is Justin Bieber to even say that. And yes, he's been in the news for different things. I don't even care. Because honestly, he could be calling some other idol or some other god. But this young man, what is he, like 30 now, Justin Bieber?
You know, I don't know.
Anyway, right? But he's calling out the name of Jesus during his concert. And he could be calling someone else. And there's plenty other celebrities out there. Many others. I mean, but here's the thing. Hollywood is okay with God, but it's not okay with Jesus.
Say that again, because it's so true. Say it again.
Hollywood is okay with God, but it's not okay with Jesus. You can go and accept the award and, you know, I want to thank God.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to thank God for, but the moment you say, I thank Jesus Christ, my Lord, and now they're looking at you like, whoa, okay. Mm-hmm. Matthew, what's his name? What's his last name?
McConaughey.
He said he was giving a speech one time and people that he actually prayed with at dinner time, he was speaking and began to speak on God and he saw they went to go clap and then they put their hands down the moment he mentioned God. So there's something in Hollywood that I really believe there's a bunch of Christians. It's like they're hiding out in like the Middle East where Christianity is illegal. And it's like they can't mention, they can mention God, because we don't know who you really talk about, but did she or he just say Jesus? I think there's something out there, man.
Yeah. And for those who are in Hollywood too, remember, it's a check. It's their job. Right. So they're probably afraid, like, if I say Jesus, because anyone can say God, because saying God is cool, mm-hmm. but saying Jesus is too absolute. Because Jesus is the only way, the only truth, and the only life. So when you say Jesus, you're basically, in their mind, you're excluding every other God.
Right.
So they don't want that because they want their own God, right? They want to serve the God that they want to serve. So a lot of people are afraid to lose their positions in Hollywood. They're afraid of not getting roles and scripts. So, yeah, I'm going to say God to be down with the cool kids, but I'm not going to say Jesus too hard because, hey, I need this check. I still got to eat. And that's something that they have to work out with God and themselves, because if you're afraid of, if you are ashamed of me in front of men, I will be ashamed of you in front of my Father. That's what God said.
Scripture says that.
So I think that's something that they will have to work out with themselves and God.
And I mean, and it's not easy.
It's not. It really isn't.
It's not easy, right? To live out your Christian walk in front of the eyes of the world. That's not easy.
Yeah.
And so there's this pressure, man, I can't say Jesus. I've heard some people say they're going, they went on a talk show and the producers would tell them, hey, I know you're a religious person, but please.
Yeah.
Do not mention the word Jesus and don't mention Christ. And I think the person still, because he was saying that, you're not going to tell me I can't say Jesus. I can't say Christ. That's my Lord. That's my Savior. And he went on to the show and he used Jesus. He used Christ and he probably was never invited back, but he had to, you know, speak the truth. You can't just say God because there's many gods. Which God are we talking about here?
Yeah.
So we really have to pray for people in Hollywood.
I just wanted to interrupt the show for just a minute to remind you to follow us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and make sure you leave us a review. We would truly appreciate it. Okay, now back to the show.
Katy Perry said this in an interview one time. It looked like an older video, but she said, I feel like sometimes the church does more judging than loving. That's why it doesn't feel like a safe place for me. If I was to come as I am, how would I be accepted? The church says, come as you are. But is the church ready for people to really come as they are?
I don't think as a church we're ready for that conversation. And that's the first thing. And the second thing is that even scriptural? Like, come as you are, where do we get that statement from? Because coming as you are to the church is different than coming as you are to God. To Jesus.
Right.
Come as you are to Christ. Yeah. Because he's never going to leave you the same way he found you. Mm-hmm. You're going to have a change. You're going to have an encounter. Mm-hmm. But when you come to the church, the building, that's not Christ. The building is not Christ.
Yeah.
It's people who are imperfect trying to serve a perfect God. We're still going through the process of sanctification. So therefore, when you come to church, yeah, you might get judged. Is it right? No. But at the end of the day, if your motive and your heart's desire is to change and to get to know Christ, it wouldn't matter if the church judges you. It wouldn't matter if anyone judges you. Because in your mind, you're like, okay, God is working on me. And at the end of the day, I answer to God at the end of the day.
But are they saying they're feeling judged because of what's being said from the pulpit?
And that's the question.
That we because have to ask like we've learned, church wasn't created for the sinner. The church gatherings wasn't for the sinner. The church gatherings are for the believers.
Yes.
And it's to equip.
Yes, the ministry gifts.
The saints.
Yes, yeah.
So when an unbeliever comes into a church service and hears, you shouldn't fornicate or you shouldn't steal and homosexuality is this. See, there's a difference as if you come as you are with a heart to change versus coming as you are with a heart to remain the same.
Yes.
There's a difference. So let's say I'm someone who sleeps around and I come into this service and he's talking about fornicating is sin and we shouldn't sleep around. But I came there with like, you know, I was invited to church. So let me just go and see what church is about. But if I went to church with a heart to change, like, yo, I've been sleeping around. This is, I don't feel right about this anymore. There's something, you know what, let me go into this church and and you hear this message. You're going to be like, oh yeah, see, I gotta change. I need God. I'm a mess and I need God. So it's really, did she really get judged, or she didn't like what was said?
That's a good question.
At the pulpit. So that's just a clip I saw, and I said I had to share on the podcast as we were talking about the celebrities. So as we look at, as we're talking about this Come As You Are, if I'm wrong, please hit me up, let me know. I was looking to see where Jesus said come as you are. And the only place that I saw that he said to come to him was Matthew 11:28. He said, come to me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. But he didn't say come to the church. He said come to
me.
Me.
It's a right? Mass difference.
Very big difference. And then there are times where Luke 14:25, there was a large crowd following Jesus. So these were people who were just checking Jesus. They heard about him. They saw the miracles he was doing. They came for the miracles, but they didn't really want him, but they were checking him out. They were feeling him out, right? He turned around and said to them, always notice in scripture that Jesus is either going to be talking to his disciples, or he's going to talk to the crowds, or he's going to be talking to the religious folks, the Pharisees and them, right? He said, if you want to be my disciples, you must, by comparison, hate everyone else, your father, your mother, your wife and children, brother and sister, yes, even your own life. Otherwise, you cannot be my disciples. And if you do not carry your own cross and follow me, you cannot be my disciples. Now, Jesus had a whole crowd. He turned around to this whole crowd and kind of discouraged them. It's like, yo, listen, if you're going to follow me, man, you got to hate your family. You got to hate your kids, yourself. Man, you might even die. You ready to die for this? Jesus did not seek to attract large crowds for admiration. He did not want a bunch of fans. Instead, his goal was to build genuine disciples. He never adjusted his message to please the majority, but consistently emphasized the significant commitment required for discipleship. His bold requests were meant to weed out the half-hearted followers. So that's why if someone says, come as you are, I don't know. If I had a church, I'm not telling people, come as you, come to be changed.
So the judgment that people feel when they come to church, is it judgment unto condemnation, or is it a challenge for them to change? Or someone is challenging you on the lifestyle that you're living.
Wow.
And then we call it judgment, because is the person condemning you to death, or they're saying, yo, this is what the Bible says we should, this is how the Bible said we should live.
Right.
And so what God requires of us if we're going to follow him. It's a heart issue. You have to check your own heart and say, okay, am I being offended and calling it judgment? You have to say to yourself, am I here to change, or am I here to just be a part of a social club? Because as I said before, it wouldn't matter if somebody judged. If I know somebody's judging me and I know I'm walking with Christ, I don't care. Mm-hmm. I'm going to follow Christ anyway, because at the end of the day, I give account to him.
Right.
If you go on your job and you say to someone, hey, I'm a new Christian, and they start judging you, do you not go back to your job?
Yeah, because you need that money.
You need that money. So why is that when we get judged by the church, we throw the whole body of Christ away?
Yeah.
As though that particular church judging you means Christ is judging you. Mm-hmm. Christ doesn't judge you to condemnation. He says, come to me. He didn't say, come to the church. It's a difference.
Right. Right. You have to come to him humbly. Humbly. Even like a child. You know, for certain celebrities, you know, everyone is praising them. Everyone is praising them on social media, wherever they go, in, you know, the family, like, everyone is praising them. And I really truly believe that us as humans, we are not created for all this praise. Because when you become famous and now you're in the public eye and then you come to Christ, and I think for many celebrities, it's very difficult to get off of that high horse and humble themselves. Because I've been praying for a lot of celebrities for a long time. Because I used to think, I honestly, and this is when I first got saved, I really thought celebrities were good with God because they're famous.
Yeah.
And this is in my ignorance as a young Christian. And God was like, well, there's no Hollywood in heaven.
There's no VIP.
There's no VIP section in heaven. There ain't no red carpet at the pearly gates. You have to be born again. The only ones that are going to get that red carpet treatment are his children, the righteous ones who believed on him and did his works while here on earth. Those are the ones, and it's by faith, all by faith.
And it's not, as we always say, it's not easy to I'm just trying to put myself in their position, right? And you're in Hollywood. Everyone is praising you. You're making all this money. I got to give this up for Christ? With, you know, with no guarantee that I'm going to keep this stuff?
Right.
And this is why Jesus said, you can't love anything more than me.
Yes.
Not your mother, not your father, not your sister, not yes. your brother, not your fame, not your money.
Life. Your own life.
You can't esteem anything higher than you esteem me.
Yes.
Because it will keep you out of the kingdom.
Yes.
It would.
Bottom line.
Because there's no guarantee that you come to Christ, you're going to keep the riches and the fame or whatever. He might or he might not. We don't know what God plans for your life.
It's kind of like the rich ruler came to Jesus saying, hey, master, what do I do? Well, he said, I don't know if you call him master. He said, teacher, good teacher, whatever. Yeah. He said, what do I do to be, you know, to be saved? And Jesus said, sell all your stuff. Give to the poor. That man walked away sad. Bible says he walked away sad. Why? Because those things, these were his gods.
So what should be our response when a celebrity comes to Christ? What should be our response as the church to when a celebrity comes to Christ?
Prayer. And do not push them up onto a platform right away. Let them give their testimony, what happened. But as far as putting them up and we now have a new pastor.
Yeah, yeah.
You've seen him in the world and now he's our pastor. He's 2 weeks in Christ. Welcome, Pastor so-and-so.
I think that's one of the biggest disservice that the church can do to someone who's a celebrity and becomes born again. The Bible says that if you desire the office of a church leader, you must not be a new believer. Mm. And this is 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 6 through 7. It says, a church leader must not be a new believer because he might become proud and the devil would cause him to fall. Also, people outside the church must speak well of him so that he will not be a disgrace and fall into the devil's trap. So if you're a new baby, you don't know how to conduct yourself spiritually. It's too much of a responsibility for you to be a church leader. And this is why the Bible says you can't be a new Christian.
Mm.
You can't. Pride will fill your heart. And people outside have to speak well of you. In other words, you have to take the time to grow up so people outside can see your lifestyle and say, okay, this person's legit. That's one of the ways to say, okay, you've matured. But you are saved today and in 2 weeks you're pastoring. That's like me giving my kids the keys to the car and say, go drive.
Right.
That's a recipe for disaster. They may crash and burn.
Like the first person I saw when I got saved that came to Christ was famous person who I saw was Mace. And that was huge for me because I'm coming from the hip hop culture, New York City, hip hop culture, doing films with Rockefeller, Bad Boy is doing their thing. They're making some hit songs in the 90s and Mace gets saved. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm like praising God for this, right? He writes a book. I read this book in a week. I'm not a speed reader, but I spent so much time in this book, read it in a week. And I went to the pastor at the time because we were working with the youth at the church. And I said, listen, we need to get this guy in here. He is someone, he just got saved. He was with, you know, Bad Boy. He's got hit songs. He's worked with so-and-so, this one, that one. I mean, he is the one we need to bring in. Remember, I'm a young Christian, maybe a couple years in, 3 years in. I forget what year it was, right? And I'm like, we got to get this guy in to come speak to our youth. We can have him for our youth conference. It'll be amazing. I'm so excited about this. And the pastor said, too soon. And I'm like, what do you mean too soon? It's too soon. He just got born again. It's too soon. I said, no, you don't understand. He was with this, da, 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 and he's a celebrity, and he's going to... Too soon, he walked off. And I was so upset. So upset. I'm like, what is... See, and I'm like, he's old school. He doesn't understand hip-hop culture, and this is what the kids need. And I'm like, now I'm in my own, I'm in my feelings. I'm in my feelings, right? And I'm feeling some type of way, like my decision wasn't a good decision. And if I could have done it, I would have brought him.
Yeah.
If I could have stepped over his authority, I'd be like, I'm bringing him, man. He's going to be dope for the kids. And guess what? Years later, Mace fell away. Right? Because what? They put Mace up on a platform too soon. He was at the Creflo Dollars Church, I think it was.
Yep.
And it was too soon.
Too soon.
Like when a celebrity gets born again, like I don't know how long Daddy Yankee's been walking with the Lord or whoever else we mentioned, But they just need to go away and spend time with God. Take a year, take two, take three. Just go be with the Lord and soak up the Bible. Then come back out and speak to people, because too soon, man.
And I think, too, a lot of Christians, we have them up on a pedestal, right?
Yes.
And so because they're famous and they have a platform, in our minds, we're thinking, all right, how can I use their platform now to bring people to Christ?
Right.
And it's like, okay, you want their followers, but at the end of the day, you're doing a disservice to the person.
Yes.
You're hurting them. Our job as Christians is to pray for them.
Yes.
Pray that they grow in wisdom. Pray that they grow in the knowledge of the Lord. Pray for their strength to endure.
Mm-hmm.
Because the devil's not going to sit back and let him, you know,
right.
serve Jesus, la-di-da-di-da.
Let's not forget that.
Right? So he's going to be coming for them even more because of the fact that they're famous. The devil will always want to discredit Christ. So he will use celebrities mm-hmm. who fall to discredit Christ,
yeah.
his name. So we have to pray for their strength, that they endure, that they come into the knowledge of the Lord.
Yes.
That they would grow in grace, grow in strength, so that if God does call them to public ministry, they'll be ready.
Yeah, right.
Because I don't believe that, you know, because you're a celebrity, you could never be in a public ministry. No, I'm not for that, but I think they should grow. They yes. need time. They need space to grow.
Yes.
If they do decide to come to your church, right, take them off the Jumbotron, man. Let him worship in peace. Like
if there's a Jumbotron.
If there's a Jumbotron. Or the flat screen or wherever yeah. you're, because some churches do have Jumbotron yes. because the churches are huge.
Yes.
But take them off the flat screen.
Yes.
Take them off the screen. Don't. Let him worship in peace. The same way you need the presence of God. We need the presence of God. We need our deliverance. We need strength from the Lord. We want to have our time with the Lord. Afford a celebrity the same privileges of having their time with the Lord. Them worshiping in service shouldn't be on the screen. Let them worship in peace.
Yeah.
That's not the time for you to come back. Excuse me. Can I get an autograph? Excuse me.
Yeah.
Can I get, you know, can you sign this? Can you take a picture with me? They're in the middle of worship.
Yeah.
And this is actually something a celebrity spoke about.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just like, I didn't want to go to church anymore because every time I went to church, my face was on the Jumbotron. They don't like that.
Like, just get the camera out of their face.
Yeah.
But the problem is, Christians are obsessed with celebrities. That's the problem. And you have to take these celebrities off the pedestal. To the point, Christians are worshiping celebrities more than they worship Jesus. Because they sing a song. Because they rap. Because they're good with words. Because they have a movie. Because they are rich. You worshiping the creation more than the creator? That's madness.
Yeah.
So we have to get to the point where we take these celebrities off the pedestal in your mind. I had to start doing it.
Yeah.
I realized I'm following a bunch of people that I'm like, why am I following you? Because you're famous? Nah, bruh. You're gone. You? Because you're so-and-so and you were married to this celebrity? That's why I'm following you. Because you have given me no value. None. You've posed in your outfits. That's all you've done. You've given me nothing. Why am I unfollow? Taking people off the pedestal. I'm no longer worshiping famous people. I've been in a church service at Hillsong and Ja Rule walked in. And Beyonce is an evil person. Look at her hair. Oh, she's a devil. She's a demon. I would not like to hear that Sean Combs killed himself.
Join us next week for part two as we continue our discussion on From Stardom to Salvation, Celebrities Coming to Jesus.